Class 4, Subject History, Topic Calendars and Timelines, Chapter 3. Good morning, children. Children, we all get excited when we see a calendar at the beginning of each year. How many of us have highlighted important dates like the birthdays of our family members or special events so that we do not forget them? We all do that, isn't it? Calendars list the days, weeks, and months of a year. We use it to plan our activities and stay organized. The calendar we use is called the Gregorian calendar. The Gregorian calendar was introduced by Pope Gregory XIII in 1582. It is based on the Earth's movement around the sun. The time the Earth takes to go around the sun once is called a year. One year has 365 days, and every fourth year is a leap year. It has 366 days. The days are divided into 12 months. Each month is divided into weeks. Each week has 7 days. We all are familiar with the Gregorian calendar. But children, do you know there is another calendar called Saka calendar? It is India's national calendar. The Saka calendar was introduced in 1957, that is 78 years after the Gregorian calendar was introduced. The Saka calendar also has 12 months. Turn to page 22. On the right hand side, we can see the months in the Saka calendar. Chaitriya is the first month from 21st to 22nd March. Then comes Vaishakha from 21st April. Jyeshta from 22nd May. Ashada from 22nd June. Shravana from 23rd July. Bhadra from 23rd August. Ashwin from 23rd September. Kartika from 23rd October, Agrahayana from 22nd November, Pausha from 22nd December, Magha from 21st January, and Falguna from 20th February. The similarities between Gregorian and Saka calendars are both calendars have 365 days in a year and 366 days in a leap year. Both have 12 months in a year. The months in both calendars have 30 to 31 days. Now let us look at the differences. In Gregorian calendar, January is the first month and December is the last month. It starts from 1st January. It is followed all over the world. In Shaka calendar, Chaitriya is the first month and Falguna is the last month. It starts from 21st or 22nd March. It is India's national calendar. Timeline. A timeline is a display of a list of events in an order. Timeline is used in history because they tell us when an event happened, what happened before it, and what happened after it. In history, we use BC and AD with years. BC stands for before the birth of Christ. That means the events that happened before the birth of Jesus Christ. For example, Emperor Ashoka came to the throne in 273 BC. AD stands for Anno Domini, which means in the year of our Lord. That means the events that happened after the birth of Jesus Christ. For example, India became independent in AD 1947. Nowadays, historians use BCE for BC. BCE stands for Before Common Era. Era means a long period of time. They also call CE for AD. CE stands for Common Era. To calculate years in BCE, we count backward. Children, turn to page 24. See the left side of the timeline. We see 400 BCE comes before 300 BCE. Now, to calculate years in CE, we count forward. See the right side of the timeline. We see 400 CE comes after 300 CE. With this, we come to the end of the chapter. Thank you.